You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galuski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Welcome to the Passion of the Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body, you. The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galuski. Thank you for listening to us this weekend on this very holy time of year, Passover, Easter, Easter weekend. To join the show here today, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. On the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Another week. These weeks go so quickly here, and we're off to go on another You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Our guest at 34 past the hour is the author of a book called Subliminal. He's a doctor, received his doctorate in theoretical physics, and his books
are... It's a wonderful book. He's written a series of wonderful books. In fact, this book is by Leonard Mlodinow. And if you look at the cover, there are very interesting things on the cover, which would indicate that you're supposed to buy the book.
Subliminal: How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's going to be interesting. We'd like to think that the choices we make are the product of deliberate conscious reasoning, but he says that's not the whole story. So that'll be our guest at 34 past the hour. How about a real age tip this week?
There's a really good real age tip, five steps to mindful meditation and better memory.
Okay, that's the real age tip of the week coming up before the end of the hour. Top medical stories of the week as we go through those every week. Fried chicken fingers, hamburgers, french fries, sugary sodas dominate children's menus in most restaurants, and most kids' meals fall way short of meeting basic nutritional standards. 97% of 3,500 kids' meals don't meet basic nutritional standards. On top of that, 91% don't meet the National Restaurant Association's own nutritional guidelines. And given that one out of three American kids is overweight or obese, Dr. Mike, are we going in the right direction or not? Or are we stuck in the mud?
I don't know. There's some marginal improvement, and I think many of the companies want us to make an improvement themselves. You know, I brought an expert in for this weekend, Joe, to help with that. My son Jeffrey is a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in obesity.
Fantastic. What's he make of this story?
Well, I think that my dad is correct that
Oh, he's off mic, Dr. Mike. We'll need to get him hooked up.
I got it. Okay.
I think that my dad's correct that there's been some marginal improvement, but that overall the trend has been more disheartening than encouraging. Often I see a lot of patients whose parents tell me that their child won't eat anything but chicken fingers or some nutrition that doesn't sort of measure up as far as what it provides in terms of vitamins. And usually what we find is that if the only choices are healthy things, the kids will end up eating it.
It's interesting because I guess parents face the dilemma when they are wanting to get their kids to eat, that they have a tough time getting them to eat the right things, the vegetables or not, and they figure the easy way out are Happy Meals, or now, you know, not to identify one particular, restaurant chain, but the kids' meals, which, kids like to eat because they taste good. So, is it because, do you think parents give up too early on getting their kids to eat the right thing at an early age?
I think that may be part of the problem. As far as the data that was released recently this year, it turns out that, even though the nutritional standards were met 97% of the time this time, previously they'd only met them 99%. So there is a slight improvement. But I think a lot of the time, if you're eating out, most of the, as you noted, most of the menus, 97% of them, offer way too much salt or fat, don't have vegetables or fruits, and offer way too many calories.
Four menu items that have been singled out, and I think the restaurant chain they single out above all else is Applebee's, but some of the restaurant items, kids' meals or kids' menu items, Applebee's grilled cheese on sourdough with fries and 2% chocolate milk, 1,200 calories. Chili's pepperoni pizza with home-style fries and soda, a little over 1,000 calories. Denny's Junior cheeseburger and French fries, 980 calories, but 56 grams of total fat, 50% of the calories. Ruby Tuesday's mac and cheese, it just doesn't mash potatoes. It's white cheddar mashed potatoes and fruit punch, 867 calories and a lot of sodium. And Dairy Queen's chicken strips, kids' fry, sauce, and Arctic Rush, which is a slushy-type frozen drink, about 1,000 calories and a lot of sodium. And all these, I didn't mention the sodium in all of these, but they all are just jam-packed with sodium.
Yeah, that's right. And the CDC recommends that kids eat no more than around 2,300 milligrams of salt, or 2.3 grams. And these are all, as you noted, way over that. And the combo meal you described had around three times the number of calories as what we'd recommend. So it really is, I mean, it's not like it's a little...
So you mean just one meal is over the sodium total?
One meal is over the sodium total, but actually in that case I was talking about the calories. But yeah, the one meal is three times the calorie total for a given meal, so it's, you know, a little above the calorie recommendation for the day.
I had an interesting observation. When you watch sports on TV, have you fellows noticed this? Commercial breaks during sports, when they advertise a restaurant, it's all this kind of stuff we're talking about, right? We don't see in a sporting event, a basketball game or a football game, we never see the healthy food advertised. It's always the kind of stuff we talk about every week on the show that is getting people's waistlines bigger and adding weight, people gaining weight. Have you noticed that?
You mean despite the fact that many of these restaurants have healthy food, they don't advertise it?
Well, no. Look at every commercial on television when you watch a sporting event. It's always the kind of food advertised that we just talked about here in the respect of the kids' meals. That's all we see advertised, right?
Dr. Jeff, have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. I mean, watching March Madness this past week, almost all of the food commercials you see, you know, there's the one with the two coaches where they're at the Applebee's, and they for sure are only advertising things that, you know, they advertise, you know, a combo meal for adults that the entree for sure is probably enough calories for the whole day, and then the sides are each probably enough for one meal.
Right, it's the chicken wings. It's the mega beer or the mega soda. And how do you counter that? I mean, if that's all you see on TV when people watch sports, how do you get around that?
Well, I think you made a good point earlier that it's about sort of setting good habits early, and that, you know, that for kids it's a little, in a sense, it's out of the kids' control because their habits are set in a sense by their parents when they're very young. But if you start them on fruits and vegetables young and sort of start with portion control young, it's much easier for them to maintain that portion control. But if you're going to Applebee's or McDonald's, or, you know, almost 97% of these meals at restaurants, you're just overloading them, and they get used to being overloaded.
You know, right. When we come back, we ought to discuss, Joe, there are some successful community programs, such as in Portland, Maine, that have actually decreased childhood obesity by at least 30% in the 3 or 4 years they've been doing it. And the responsibility, how do we do this, we ought to talk about when we come back.
Yeah, we'll do that, by the way. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. If you miss a segment or a guest or an entire show, radiomd.com. Back with more of the top medical stories of the week. Stay with us, and thanks so much for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. 34 past the hour, our guest will talk about the many hidden quirks of the human brain that shape our decisions and understanding of the world. In the meantime, back to kind of a topic we were talking about where obesity it doesn't seem to be on the minds of restaurants in terms of kids' meals and, you know, what kids eat in terms of what they eat at fast food places. Not just fast food places, but restaurants. And, Dr. Mike, before the break, you talked about some communities that are apparently doing a pretty good job and doing the right thing.
Yeah, in Portland, Oregon, they have made a major effort to do a community effort, educating all the people in the community about the problem, making portion sizes smaller, making people aware of what the calorie counts are. Not a regulation, a community effort, not a government effort, a community effort. And that seems to be working at least a little bit. My guess is it's going to take a lot of effort because where we are is food is so available and so easy that unless we do this in a conscious way as communities, we're doing less physical activity and less, if you will, of our own guarding of our food. And we have more stress in life. So the obvious result is we gain weight and our kids gain weight and no one is patrolling it and we're bad role models as adults. Well, it turns out that some communities are working on it. And in fact, you know, the Coca-Cola company, which has whatever it is, 24-25% of its beverages are now no or low calorie, is trying to promote this. And you've seen their couple of their ads. They've been controversial, but nevertheless, they are trying to promote people being healthier and getting healthier and watching portion sizes.
See, that is
a By the way, I should tell people that the sound has been a problem. And we're working on it. We know it's a problem. Stay with us. It's getting much better. We think we found the problem.
Okay, it's subliminal, like our guest is going to suggest, right, at 34 past the hour. Just think subliminally, the sound is going to be okay, and then we'll work through this. But every now and then, these technicalities, these technical problems do happen. My point was it's advertising, right? I mean, there are some companies trying to do the right thing. I think that, and I've been in this business now for 38 years. The power of advertising is tremendous, right? And I think the less than healthy foods are advertised a heck of a lot more than the healthy foods are, and that's a big mountain to climb. I think to me, that's a big part of it.
Well, do you think if McDonald's or McDonald's and Coke and a couple of what I would and Procter & Gamble, maybe some of the major marketers helped us with a countrywide effort to watch portion control and to stay thinner, that would work?
They have a lot of influence, don't they? They spend a lot of money in advertising, right?
They are the biggest advertisers,
right.
I think.
Right. I just think there's a tremendous amount of influence that Madison Avenue has in convincing people that their product, their food, is the one they want to buy, and it's a business thing. It's the bottom line of making money, and I think that plays a big part of it. Let's move on a couple stories before the guest at 34 past the hour. Let's discuss for a couple of minutes hearing loss and what causes hearing loss.
Well, this is actually a very interesting story, and I'm going to have Jeff talk a little bit about iPods and iPads and iPhones and kids and their own hearing loss. But in fact, we are the main causes of hearing loss. In our book, You Being Beautiful, we have a website where you can go and test your hearing. But it turns out 12 to 15% of children have permanent hearing loss. And by permanent hearing loss, what we mean by that is, in fact, that a lot of the hearing is lost because the hair cells in the inner ear are damaged. Now, there's some potentials to restore those hair cells, but never in history have hair cells been restored. And when you lose your hair cells, you don't grow them back. They're permanently lost. And so, and we're born currently with a fixed number of hair cells. And so the key is keeping your iPad, iPhone, iPod, all those other devices down. I have these little, this directed earphones, though, for listening so that I don't get radio electricity, that is the electromagnetic rays, to damage my brain and cause DNA, but they actually are part of the problem as well because they direct sound right into the ear canal. Jeff, what can be done?
So it's like you said, you start your life with a fixed number of hair cells, and when they die, we think that's it for them. So once you lose a specific hearing for a specific frequency, you don't get that back. So some things you can do to help are to use earplugs when you're mowing a lawn or using loud machinery like drying your hair. You can always try and protect your ears and use good ear protection when shooting guns or riding a motorcycle. And then if you're using earbuds like the ones you use, ideally you don't want to push them too far into your ear, and you want them to be fitting loosely.
And one of the keys is actually taking breaks. So it is both how loud it is, but the amount of time continuously you hear that loud noise. So crowds where the noise is continuously loud or bad, you should put those ear plugs in and take the ear, and even when commercials come on or maybe when a song you don't like comes on, turn off your radio and turn off the earbuds or whatever is in your ears so that you can hear.
You know how many years I've worn headphones in this business? 38 years.
Well, but you wear over-the-ear ones.
Yes.
Which is a lot less risky than the earbud ones that many of the iPhone and smartphones have.
Mm-hmm.
So over the ear, because it's not directed right into the canal, you protect yourself. But you obviously, in the environment you have to hear. And my guess is that almost all guys your age, my age, have hearing loss. And it's at high frequencies, so you probably have more trouble hearing high-frequency female voices. That's called male pattern hearing loss, but it's a real phenomenon because of the hair cells that are damaged easiest.
Is that the reason my wife says, how come you never listen to me? Is that the reason why?
That's exactly the reason why.
What is it called, high-something hearing loss?
High-frequency hearing loss is, or male pattern hearing loss, is exactly what she's complaining about and exactly what you have.
Well, I think, I started out, I'm in talk radio now, but I started out as a DJ and played music. And, there were years when I was younger where we cranked the music up, and there are still some people here at the radio station at WSYR in Syracuse where we're a news talk station that I've got to really, the man on before me, he was a newsman. He still listens to his headphones really high, so I've got to make a point before I plug my headset in to turn down the volume because he listens to it a heck of a lot louder than I do. But when we first started out, when I first started out in the business, and a lot of disc jockeys, to hear the music and, to get into the emotion of the song or the energy of the song, they listen to that thing, pretty loud. We'll be back with the guest coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, before the end of the hour, it's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. So in minutes, we'll talk about how our unconscious mind rules our behavior with a guest that has a lot to say about the choices we make, whether or not they're conscious or subliminal or not. Guest time next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business. I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Sad, huh? Too easy.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Okay, the Real Age Tip of the Week before the end of the hour. It's guest time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, we like to think that the choices we make are the product of deliberate conscious reasoning, but that might not be the case. If not, it's not the whole story. We'll talk in this segment or two about the hidden quirks of the human brain that shape our decisions and understanding of the world. Our guest is Leonard Mlodinow. His book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's printed by Vintage Books, and that's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Here's Dr. Mike.
Well, as one of our readers has sent to us this interesting thing, it says, I must have bought the book because on the cover, subliminally, it says, "Hey there, yes, you, sexy, buy this book now. You know you want it. And your all-time favorite writer, who's Leonard. Leonard, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. I thought it was, how tough was it to get the subliminal message on the book?
The easiest part was the cover, let me tell you.
Well, you have a distinguished career in a number of fields translating difficult scientific concepts. You're a theoretic physicist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Obviously, write a number of books that have translated something not in theoretic physics, but in real-time life to letting us understand. And this book talks about consciousness. Let's use the example of judging people by their cover, something that all of us know about. And I loved, actually, you talk about, and I don't know whether this is the right example to use, but you talk about how using a computer with a male or female voice gets different reactions from and different gradations of ratings from even when it gave the exact same instructions and the exact same, I guess, coursework, you'd say.
That's right. You know, we judge people by certain behaviors we observe and things that people say and other factors that we consider with our conscious minds. But we also judge people to a great extent, much more than we realize, by their appearance, their body language, and the quality of their voice, even the cadence with which they speak, the speed with which they speak. And, you know, of course, people know we in some ways judge a person by his or her cover, but the point is that we do it much more profoundly than we realize, and it's very hard to avoid. And the experiment that you're talking about was an interesting one where researchers had people interact with computers, and they were taking tests, they were being taught by the computers, and they also evaluated the computers just as we evaluate our teachers and, you know, in the university, we do teacher evaluations. And the experiment in that particular that you're describing was to determine whether the students would react differently to the computers if it interacted with them with a male voice versus a female voice, just as we might do with our teachers. And even whether we would show gender bias toward a computer based on the fact that its voice is either male or female. And the answer was yes. So, you know, many people think that they're unbiased, that they don't have gender biases, or that they can at least treat men and women the same if they want to. But the point is that it goes much deeper than that, and it's very hard to resist the gender bias. And even when you know that the thing you're reacting to is a machine and what it's saying comes from some computer program on silicon and it happens to be coming to you in one voice or another purely randomly, it has nothing to do with the being or the machine, people will still treat the machine with gender bias. And you know, this goes beyond gender bias, that people will treat machines like people based on their voice in general. They will, for instance, if you are, when they did their course evaluations, if they did the course evaluation on the computer, and they evaluated that computer's ability to teach them on the same computer, they were much more lenient on the teacher, just as you may be if you have to tell the person what you thought of them in person, than they were when they evaluated computer number one on another computer, computer number two. So if I'm giving my course evaluation of a professor to somebody else, I'll be more honest than if I'm giving it face-to-face to the professor. And so people treat voice, even disembodied voice, much the same as they'll treat a person. This is an unconscious behavior that we can't avoid. We do it automatically.
Leonard, and I'm calling you that, the book is called Subliminal because I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, but it's MLODINOW, and the book is Subliminal, SUBLIMINAL, fascinating read. Now, what I found most impressive, the examples are, in other words, most of us think we have a small bias and counter it by our conscious effort, but what you really have found, I think, is that we have a huge bias and counter very little of it.
That's correct, and of course it goes beyond bias. I call the book Subliminal because it's all about subliminal messages in your environment. I don't mean subliminal messages that a person is sending at you, but that are just subliminal effects that are going on in the environment that affect you in a way that you're not aware of. For instance, if you walk down the aisle in a grocery store and they have German and French wine, and there's music playing in the background. The music will affect your buying decision, even if you later don't even remember the music, or you're not really aware of the music consciously as you're walking down the aisle. You think you're making a conscious decision about what kind of wine you like, but your choice will be affected by the music. In an experiment on that they did in England, they found that when they played German music in the wine aisle, two-thirds of the wine bought was German, and when they played French music, two-thirds of the wine bought was French. So this is an example of subliminal things that are going on in your environment, whether it's the music, it's the sunshine, it's a person's face, that your senses are taking in and your unconscious mind is processing, but that you're not aware of being affected by, or that you're being affected by far more strongly and far more irresistibly than you imagine.
Now, when this happens, as I read the book, it is almost all senses that we take in that cause this. That is hearing, smelling, seeing. In other words, all the subliminal messages are through our senses. Is that right?
Well, all the information that your brain takes in comes through one of those five senses. That's the only way your brain has of getting information from the outer world. But what the brain does is it has, in all these different senses, it works in an interesting way. It takes in data that is not real complete, and it fills it in, and it makes a very sharp picture that looks very real, but is based on incomplete data that's been filled in. And it's been filled in, you know, based on your, it does a good job filling it in based on your knowledge, your expectations, but also your beliefs and your desires. So, for instance, if I were to show you a photo that was literally the light that hit your retina, that was recorded by your retina, without any processing, it would be very fuzzy, and you'd go, that's a bad picture. I can hardly tell what's going on there. But your brain takes that information from your retina and from both retinas, processes it, and gives you a very clear picture of what's out there by filling in the gaps and by completing the picture, and even by taking the two-dimensional data from each retina and making it three-dimensional in your brain. And you do the same thing, surprisingly, with people or with businesses. When you're making judgments of a person or a financial judgment, you're taking in a certain limited data, and you're using other things to fill it in.
Well, so when we've got to go to a break. We've got to go to a break where subliminal messages to buy things will be passed and overt messages to people. But the book is subliminal. We're talking with Leonard Mlodinow, and we'll be right back with Sorting People and Things on Subliminal, You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Keep listening every week.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live, and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
on the jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that can save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done,
If it is unfamiliar, call 911. If it is unfamiliar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Back to Mike's Real Late Shift of the Week in about 5 minutes. Leonard Mlodinow is the author of Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's published by Vintage Books. And we go back to Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, Leonard, one of the interesting things, and this is a fascinating book, the subject is so fascinating, Subliminal is the book's name. One of the fascinating things is, how do we change our political votes based on subliminal messages, not overt ones?
Well, it's a very interesting question. You know, we think we judge people based on their views and their background, but in truth, we judge them by many other things as well. Their voice, the sound of their voice, their looks. There was a very interesting experiment done at Princeton a few years ago where the researcher took pairs of photographs of the candidates, a Democrat and a Republican, in dozens of races around the country. And he showed these to subjects who weren't familiar with those candidates. And he showed the faces in pairs really briefly, had them choose who looks more competent. And then he gathered all these statistics, and he predicted the outcome in advance of the races, based purely on who looked more competent. And he was right 70% of the time. So, you know, if you're a swing voter and you're not sure whether it's Democrat or Republican, you think you're weighing some very concrete factors when you're making your decision. But you're really also weighing, obviously, the looks of the person, because otherwise the competent-looking person wouldn't win 70% of the time. So it's really amazing how other signals and cues in our environment affect us, that our decisions.
Now, how do we use what you know and what we know about subliminal to make America healthier and more competitive for jobs? That is, our health care costs are so big we're becoming non-competitive for jobs. Can we use the messages, the subliminal ways, to improve health?
Well, we can certainly use it to improve our outcomes in life. If you raise your consciousness about the subliminal mind and you know how your unconscious is affecting you, then once you're aware of that, your conscious mind can take that into account better, can overrule it, it can keep you from being fooled, just as we are fooled sometimes by optical illusions, we're also fooled by social illusions. But if we recognize a social illusion, then we can see past that and overcome it. I mean, in general, the unconscious mind is a big help to us, but it sometimes leads us astray, just as, for instance, if you're voting for somebody based on looks rather than issues. And so what we can do is to have better outcomes and better decisions and therefore less stress in our lives is to be aware better of who we are and why we're behaving, perceiving, and feeling the way we do.
So what you're saying is the way to do this is to overcome the subliminal with the conscious. Could we?
You could overcome. You can also use it to your, you know, there's experiments that show that, you know, when you touch someone, they feel bonded to you. They feel more trust. That it can be a very light touch, a half or a quarter second on, say, your elbow or your shoulder. And there have been experiments, say, with waiters, and they said, touch half of your customers, don't touch the other half. Just as you're talking to them, if you can get a quick touch in, they increased their tips from 14% for those they didn't touch to 17% for those they did touch.
So those servers who touch me at the basketball games, that's why they're doing it. Somebody told the server what to do.
That's right. Well, maybe they instinctively know it. All primates behave that way. And without you realizing it, these touches will make you trust someone more. There was an interesting study they did in France with men. Young men were asked to proposition young women who walk, single women who walk by. They got 10% of the women's phone numbers when they didn't touch them, and when they did, they got 20%. It doubled their success rate. So this has been tested in many different contexts.
If we were to take away one thing from the book on what we should do differently relating to this other than knowledge of it, I guess what would the Star Trek take home? And I should tell, we're talking about Star Trek take home with one of the writers for Star Trek, as well as the author of the book Subliminal and The Drunkard's Walk.
Well, you know, the subtitle of the book is How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. And I think that's the take home, is to realize that what you're perceiving, that you're thinking, what you're aware of thinking is not all that's there. And to go, you know, that realization is the first step. And to go beyond that, to use that information, you have to learn about it. You could read my book or learn about it in some other way, but then you can use what you've learned wisely.
Joe?
Okay, the book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior by Leonard Mlodinow, published by Vintage Books. That's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Time now for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this one is 5 Steps to Mindful Meditation and Better Memory. In the time it takes to listen to this, you can master the basics of meditation and make your brain bigger. Yep, that's a key, by the way, to calorie loss. The bigger your brain, the more calories you use, and believe it or not, your brain uses even more calories per minute than your muscles or your heart or your kidney. Yep, we started our daily practices back when when Dr. Oz and I, doing thoughtful meditation, and thought it was just to ease stress. Now we find it reduces inflammation, which reduces aging, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. And now we know it gets your gray matter growing in the areas that improve learning and memory, your hippocampus. Here's what to do. Find a quiet place to sit, really quiet, where no one will interrupt you. You know, for women with teenage daughters, that's the throne. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, breathe, and learn what a little deep breathing can do for you. Unwind. Gently tense and relax each body part, from your toes to your forehead, so you bring your whole body to stillness. Go blank. When your monkey brain starts chattering, eck, did I pay the electric bill? Slowly inhale through your nose, count 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth. Repeat a mantra of your choice, like yes, or or chocolate, whatever you like. Don't move for 5 minutes. Stay totally still, even if your nose itches. Make you feel in charge and relaxed. You can even go for 10 or 15 minutes if you can. Get up slowly and continue that mindfulness. As you walk or munch on an apple or brush and floss, Focus on sensations you usually overlook. Extend that peaceful, mind-expanding awareness into corners of your life. Can't you just feel the world calming now? You may need a bigger hat, too. The real age benefit of doing mindfulness and stress management? About 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
Now, what if the throne is where the women go to meditate? How about us guys? What's wrong with the throne for us guys trying to meditate someplace?
Well, you can do that, too, but usually guys can find places in other parts of their home where no one will bother them.
Okay. That's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com is the email address. Your questions, Dr. Mike's answers. And, well, thank you for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.